Blog Talk Radio.
Holiday Saturday.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. That was Shout Even Shy singing a poem that I had written. I'm Jay Hatter. You stumbled into Hatterday Saturday. We are a group of writers from allpoetry.com, Group Inside. ATOV, A Team of Voices, is the name we go by. Here on Blog Radio also is sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Proud to be a part. And tonight, Hatterday Saturday, like I said, I'm Jay Hatter, your host. With me is the, of course, pre-mentioned gentleman, A.P. Taylor. How are you doing, A.P.?
Yeah, good, thanks, Hatter. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Physical therapy, everything's looking good.
And?
Feeling strong,
and
just a little
we
sore.
We have our fellow host with us, Hatter.
Would that be Deborah?
That's me.
Hi, Deborah. Deborah does all the heavy lifting in the back, so we can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb. Tonight. How's 23 going for everybody? How about you? It seems to be okay. It doesn't feel much different, does it? Not yet.
Oh, it's going to be better than 22, Hatter. You know, I'm quite happy with 23 compared to 22.
Absolutely. I think you could go from like 20
on. So maybe it's bouncing up. Maybe that's it. That'll be good.
Yeah.
This year, predicted the virus will be gone this year. Hope so. I doubt it, but I hope so.
I don't think so. But you know, we've had viruses before, Hatter, and we'll have viruses again. And I hope that it just becomes another one of those viruses that we just get shots for, if you know what I'm saying, rather than it being something that rules the roost.
And leave the politicians, out of this. They have no business in this. Screw this shit up. Can't believe it. So this is important.
Oh, it is.
Good point. Well, tonight, I chose the subject for tonight from last week, and I picked traffic. Traffic, whatever that brings up to you, and that could be Dave Mason, Steve Winwood. I can't remember the other person. Dave Mason, Winwood, should have been the drummer. Maybe.
We'll work it out.
Yeah. Did it come to you easily? Traffic. You were sort of excited that I had said it. I mentioned it.
I really like the word, Hatter, and I like the concept. Was it Jim Capaldi you were thinking about?
Jim Capaldi. Well, yep. He played the concert for George. Also, he played at Woodstock.
Yeah.
I mean, the concert for Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Then he played for the concert for George after Jim Capaldi. That's right. Thank you very much. Great drummer.
Yes. So I actually really like the word traffic, Hatter. I think sometimes you get a word and you just go, that's a really cool word. And traffic is a really cool word.
I can see that. Traffic, when you say traffic, I think of the band, Low Sparks or High Hill Boys, cruising down the road.
Yeah, well, look, I remember the band, but I think more about all the different ways that, you know, the word traffic can be used. Yeah.
Sure.
And that's why I like it as a word, because, you know, of a certain type, you know, people will think of the band. Yeah. But, you know, then you obviously think about vehicles moving. Yeah. And the transportation of things, and then message signals, and then something illegal like trafficking, and even in a really old form, the dealings or communications between people. So there's actually four distinct sort of, apart from the band, four distinct sort of meanings of the word, and I really like that about a word.
Yeah, we used it on the radio only when we were having trouble hearing somebody or trying to isolate somebody on the radio talking over each other. And when the Office of Emergency Services, that was paramount. You had to hear what they said. They usually had no problem hearing us, but it was hard picking them up sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, traffic is more traffic, ambulance also. I did a lot of dispatching.
As I said, traffic has four distinct meanings, and I've picked a theme for next week already that has four distinct meanings as well, since I liked the idea so much.
Give us a hint.
Okay. Can I give you a story? Is a story allowed to be a hint?
Sure. Yep, you can do that.
Okay.
That'll work.
Okay. Righto. Well, I have injured my foot a long while ago, and when I go to have a shower these days, I have my moon boot on, and I put a garbage bag over the top of that, and I seal it up with masking tape, and then I go and have my shower. Yeah? So I've got this bloody great thing on my right foot, which consists of a moon boot with this bloody great big plastic bag over it with masking tape on it. Yeah? Anyway, so once you have that shower, you then need to actually get the damn bag off that you've gone and put the masking tape over your foot, over leg. And it's a pretty good idea to do that with a pair of scissors, and it's a pretty good idea to do that fairly carefully because otherwise you can cut your leg. Yeah? And so yeah. I was cutting out this bag from the boot, and only to work out that I managed to cut the boot in two places with the scissors, getting the bloody bag off it. Yeah? And it's like a foam top, and I've cut it in two places. And I thought, well, I'll tape that. And then, of course, no, it's bloody foam. You can't tape it. And so I rang up my good aunts, and they came to me with a whole stack of needles and thread, and I started stitching it together.
There you go.
And that's, and that in there is the theme for next week.
That's funny. I was having sewing issues earlier.
Yes. Well, it's not a skill that the modern young man has, sewing, Hatter. Somehow we missed that in the transition to the newer world. I'm sure they've got a whole heap of other skills, but being able to thread a needle and sew something together seems to not be in the young man's repertoire.
Well, if you're in the Navy, my dad was in the Navy.
Mm.
He said that's one thing you do know how to do. Stitch up
things. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I have some various skills, Hatter, some of which are good and some of which are bad. And I'm a pretty crappy sort of stitcher, but I get it done, you know, at the end of the day. Right.
If I take my time, I got to have patience, got to be able to just sit there for a while and concentrate on it.
Yeah, you got to take time. No, I'm with you on that. Yeah. Now, right. I saw that. We've been talking. And meanwhile,
yeah.
Stephen's been sitting very, very patiently. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
All right.
We've been talking about
let's get to reading some poems. How's that? Hey, Stephen, how are you, man?
I've got a cracking story too, Hatter, for later on, by the way.
Okay.
I've got a cracking story. Yeah.
Well, Stephen, are you in a hurry? Are you in a hurry? You need to hit and run.
Yeah, I do. I gotta get some sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. Palm is up on the board, Stephen.
Alrighty. Well, I thought of this pre-write when I saw the word traffic because I actually wrote one, a little brevity to the Police song Synchronicity 2. So I call it Synchronizing Celtic Horror with Rush Hour Migraines. Dour shadow looms over a cottage door by the deep and dark tarn. Drama at the dining table of towering suicidal yarns. Throbbing pain makes eyeballs pop as sardines do peck the turnpike. But our breaths just cubes of color rolled on travertine by diapered tyke. Pen poem.
Huge.
Yeah. AP, can you handle this? Like my phone froze. Let me get it out.
Yeah,
of reboot.
Yeah, no. Firstly, I have to say I love Synchronicity 2. Yeah, what a great song. And what a great thing to choose to write about when you think about traffic. Yeah, I mean, it's just wonderful. I love the heck out of it. So what did I particularly like? I particularly like the title. I particularly like Dour Shadow Looms Over a Cottage Door with a Deep and Dark Tarn. That's just fantastic. So, great way to start a poem, and anything that has Sting in it, and it's particularly Synchronicity 2, great song, great lyrics, gets me every time. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Thanks, AP. Yeah, well, I agree.
What's the hand doing to the knob?
It doesn't,
oh,
it's
I
not
see.
Sure if it wants to open the door because of what's on the other
oh,
side.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yep. Nice.
Wish I don't lose. Over a cottage door. It's cool painting those.
A few words.
Oh, go ahead, AP. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Deb, did you want to say a few words as well?
Yeah. Stephen, I can't believe you keep belting out these four liners. Oh. And this one's packed with so much imagery, but I found myself giggling at the diapered tyke at the end. The breath, your breath would want to be a cube if you were sitting there with the diapered tyke, especially if they had a little present for you there. But I thought all the different scenes that you put through there were really cool. It was a fun read. And they 31 four-line tens. That really is impressive.
Thank you,
Jeff. Oh, good shoot. I'm sorry. That's me.
That's you. Yep.
Yeah, no. Why can't I get that, remember that song, Police song? How's it go?
The Police song?
Is that yeah.
That's the one about, can I try?
There's a shadow on the door of a cottage on the shore on a dark Scottish lake.
Yeah.
Like that. That's how it starts.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. I get that one in the King of Pain mixed up, similar.
True. So you're out of the same league. You're absolutely right.
So I'm sorry, I forgot where we were.
That's probably because I started singing.
Steven,
but we probably should ask Stephen what's happening on Poetic Sites.
Yeah, I was going to ask Stephen if he had anything on his calendar for next coming week.
Calendar for next week, yes. Our Mortuary of Shadows is going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern on Monday. And it is the one that's been pushed back for months, as you guys well know how that goes, because of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the local Legends of India finally on Monday. Knock on wood that
cool.
Nothing else will happen. I got like 5 legends to write to. Check them out, 7 p.m. And then on February 1st, we're going to celebrate Groundhog Day a little early with a Christmas special, a Rankin-Bass special called Frost. But it actually starts off with Groundhog Day, with the groundhog singing about February 2. So we got quotes from that special to write to, listen to some of the music, and have some fun talking about Jack Frost and the Golden Knight.
Cool.
I used to remember the name of that groundhog. Oh, man.
Pardon me, Pete.
How was it?
Yep.
Say what?
Pardon me, Pete. Buddy Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
To the point.
Thank you.
No, the town where the the one of the groundhog comes out early day. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's the name of the town, isn't it?
Punxsutawney.
Yeah, that's it. Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney. Something like that.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah. When is that?
That's Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
All right, cool.
Got Buckeye Chuck.
And when
here.
Did they have? And when did they look? What day is it that they look for him to come out or not?
That's the second. The day after, actually, Thursday.
That's it.
Thursday.
Second. All right.
I think it's supposed to be cloud, and I think he shouldn't see that shadow.
Yeah, that's right, his shadow. That's right. And we did a show on him years ago. It's all coming back to me now.
Long time.
Punxsutawney.
Long time.
And his percentage of getting it right, nobody pays attention to that.
Hey, Gabe.
Well, let's see.
Doesn't matter. Day after,
let's see.
Yesterday's news.
Steve, thank you for popping in, man. You can stay as long as you like, but we know your schedule.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the road. Thank you, guys. Sorry, I can't hang longer. Appreciate y'all.
No problem at all.
Kiss the wind.
Thank you.
Appreciate
the wind
that.
For me.
Say hi to Kevin.
Will do. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Night.
Okay.
Okay, Hatter, I've got a story.
Yeah. All right, tell me the story.
I've got a story. You ready? Okay,
yeah.
Story. How many times do I tell a story that involves Papua New Guinea? I don't think I've ever told a story about Papua New Guinea.
No, not that I remember.
No, I can't think of it. Anyway, the Papua New Guinea is a fairly poor country. And if you're a poor country, that means you don't have a lot of resources to put into government and the stuff to look at, you know, all the basics. You just try your hardest just to get it done because you don't have very much money. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
It has for years been thought that the population of Papua New Guinea was around 9 million people. Yeah. Around 9 million people. So it was around about the size of Israel in rough terms. Yeah.
It's not little,
but it's not huge. But it is what it is. And Australia, to put it into reference, is about 25 million people. Yeah. So anyway, and they're just to the north of Australia. So everybody thought they had 9 million people. You go to Wikipedia today, and it will tell you that Papua New Guinea has a population of about 9 million people. But see, they don't do a census. They don't go and count people on a particular day, and they hadn't done it for years, decades actually. And so they invited some specialists in from the United Nations to do a count of the population of Papua New Guinea just a few months ago. And so these specialists from the United Nations went around, got on the helicopters, did the planes, all that stuff, and they did a count of the population of Papua New Guinea. You know what it is?
I'm trying to think if it's higher or lower. 9 million people, Papua New Guinea. I'm going to say that's an exaggerated number.
You think it's lower?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, Deb, what do you think? Do you think it's higher or lower?
Higher. Is it going to be one of those where the tourist months it's tripled or something?
No, nothing like that. No, nothing like that. They've just actually gone and found that they had underestimated the population of Papua New Guinea. Thought it was 9 million, and it's actually closer to 18. I'll say that again. The population of Papua New Guinea is widely reported as being 9 million people. It is actually closer to 18. In other words, Papua New Guinea is the size of Israel and Sweden put together, not just Israel. They have missed, somehow, the fact that they had another 8 to 9 million people living in their country. Probably explains why their services aren't that good, if you think about it. However, it's the only time I've ever heard of where people have actually said, we got our population wrong by 9 million people.
They were up by half.
Yeah, by half.
Double.
Aha! It was double what they thought it was. Now, the interesting thing about this, if I can just go back to the fact that Papua New Guinea now has like 18 million people, not 9, is that with its rate of growth, the population of Papua New Guinea is going to be bigger than Australia in 20 years.
I mean, what makes the first census correct? What made you think the first census was correct? How many years ago?
Well, I've got no idea. I mean, obviously, well, maybe it was. You know, they've just got a whole heap more people than what they had thought. But anyway, when you think about it, well, population numbers and figures, you can think now about Papua New Guinea, and it is roughly the size in number of Sweden added to Israel, roughly.
Area-wise,
they've forgotten about Sweden. Total area. Yeah. Not a lot of ice, but it's very hilly. I don't know if there's a couple of people that run around Papua New Guinea in planes doing deliveries and stuff, and they're some of the scariest airstrips you've ever seen.
How much shoreline? Is a lot of islands?
There is a ton of islands, yes. A ton of islands in Papua New Guinea.
How many many active volcanoes?
Hold on. Let's do the islands first.
Don't they have a badass one?
I think they do. It's the world's third largest island country. I'll say that again.
Okay.
The world's third largest island country. Yeah. So
England's an island country, isn't it? England?
England.
UK? That's an island country, right?
Now, you ask volcanoes. Papua New Guinea is home to 14 active and 22 dormant volcanoes.
14. Wow.
14 active, 22 dormant. Yep.
Got to see this.
Yep.
Wow. That,
there you go.
That blows me away.
Yeah? Huge. Huge, huge, huge. Big. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at it. Oh, that's about Solomon Island. Oh, Solomon Sea.
Near there. Yeah, but no, it's its own country. It's its own country. So there you go.
Yeah. I'm just getting up to taking a peek. I knew it was north of Australia there.
Yes.
But, okay, here we go. Have you been there? Have you gone there?
Only once, Hatter, and only briefly. I should have been there more, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that Indonesia? Is that the international dateline, or is that is that the international dateline, Indonesia? New Guinea, or is that actual?
It's actually further towards the United States. It's closer towards the. It's the other side of New Zealand.
No, I've talked about the line. I'm sorry, you're not looking at the same map I am. Okay.
No, I'm not. No. But what did I say? It was 14, I think. Did I say active volcanoes? In New Zealand, in Papua New Guinea, Hatter. Yeah, did I say that? I think I said that.
That's a lot for the area.
Well, it is. It is very true. Yeah.
Are all those islands, the countries down that way, the island countries, are they all mixed with a lot of volcanoes? That's basically what the islands are made from, right?
It does. But if they're a young country, and Papua New Guinea's a young country, New Zealand's another example of a young country, if they're a young country, yes, they tend to have volcanoes, yes. So, and they tend to be quite active. So there's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's 10 active volcanoes in New Zealand, for example. Yeah?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the map.
Actually, yeah. So, anyways, we sort of got slightly sideways with my story on Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
But anyway,
okay. But,
you know, I just had to tell it because I just thought it was a wonderful story about just things being completely different.
The reason I guessed it was exaggerated because I thought it would be advantageous to the country for them to think they had more people per than they get
this
more resources expected. But
that is true. That is exactly right. Yes, but they've been underselling themselves by quite a long way.
Yeah. Somebody's calendar didn't go up that high, did it?
No. There you go. Anyways, so how did you go with your traffic poem, Hatter?
Oh, it's a little dingy. Didn't call it to come together as well as I thought it would. But
good picture.
You'd be the judge. In fact, you might have to read
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I'll put it up on the board, and then I'll read it as well. How about that, since I took it sideways.
That'll
on,
work. Thank you. Yeah.
On puppy. Had to tell the story, though. You can see why the story appealed to me greatly. Anyway, here we go. This is Jay Hatter. And this is the poem, Unless I'm Smoking a Joint, Stay in School. And it goes a little bit like this. My commute home, I no longer fear. I've learnt to survive throughout the years. I'll stay in the blind where you can't see the diamond plate steel that's surrounding me. I believe it now that it's all bad luck. I drive a 65 Chevy and I don't give a duck. Give me the finger for going too fast. I'll tell you to stick it right up your stash. Remember me each time you drive. It will keep you safe. It might keep you alive. And I don't think I'll be slowing down soon because there's never enough space and there's never enough room. People to blame that have gone insane. I never used to be this way. I was the one that had no fun, but now I know how to play. I've found it to be inside of me, so I'll get right to the point. If I see you first, it can only get worse, unless I'm smoking a joint. End poem.
Thank you.
That had rhythm. I like that. That built up nicely, had it?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
It was fun though, Adam. It was sort of said tongue in cheek. It was nice. The feel of the poem was really cool.
Yeah, I put duck and stash in there, and you know what I meant. I was going to put an adult on it, and I figured y'all would know what I meant.
Yeah, no. I think we got it.
I just think it's got more humor that you didn't use the actual word.
Especially the duck.
I don't give it that.
That's why I gave it the disclaimer in the title.
No. I thought the inferences were really good. I like that.
Well, that was funny. That was supposed to be funny because you'd get it after you read the thing. Anyway.
It's got me looking at the art differently as well.
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that, Deb, but you're right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think I had sent that one to you before.
You took the humorous part, Hatter, and I went the more sort of a little more sinister. So can we do mine next?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do that.
I see what you think. I quite like this poem. And this came to me about 30 minutes after you told us what the topic was. I actually written this about a week ago. So this is, I've only put it up on the board today, but I've written it, you know, a whole stack of time ago. This is Traffic Determines, and it goes a little bit like this. The signals were by Morse, a code from the 1830s, on an ancient cipher source from a thrift shop full of turkeys. Traffic, the old machine sent, just simple dots and dashes, gower in the present and the routine crashes. Deliveries by guys on bikes with hoods splashed as wide, kept afloat and social media likes, their efficiency couldn't hide. Cypher was a guy in his 80s off a ship from a long-lost war, when the traffic minus the Mercedes and the contents cut and raw. The filming done by a fleet of drones, gear fitted and joined the dots, trafficking a quantity unknown, courts liquidators grab yachts. And the guys with hoods let go to once again bypass the cars. Traffic theirs to once again show lure of cash is far from the bars. End poem.
you know, there was some parts of this that seemed really familiar that I was going to say, how long ago did you write this? But it's not, is it?
No, it's brand new. No, it's brand new. Yeah, it's brand new. So, but it's got a lovely sort of set of traffic stuff in it. You know, the drug trafficking, the traffic itself. The traffic being the communication. It's got all the meanings of traffic in it, which and that's why I like the word so much, because you can play with the word.
You know,
that's why
sure.
I like it.
Did you get the skateboard? I didn't hear the skateboard. Right?
No, I didn't get the skateboard, but I did bikes, and I was happy with that.
No, good. What do you think, Deborah?
Well, I think it's cool that the drones are in there filming too. That was pretty. You know what it is? It was a great blend of the variety of types of trafficking, just enough past and futuristic that it makes it more timely, and I think it's the little nods to things that are going on, or just mentioning a Mercedes or other things that would trigger memories in your mind that would make it seem familiar, and then you think of like the social media, and I have to laugh at the cipher was a guy in his 80s. I mean, it's just really cool, and it was like. He had already said a really fun blend of all the different types or ways of traffic. Very cool.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, I was thinking of what I was trying to get inspired for this. How to spell feedback.
Yes. 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 Well, the minute that you said traffic, Hatter, I knew what I was going to do in terms of the poem. I knew I was going to have all the forms of traffic in there, and I had half an idea how I was going to do it, and it just sort of rolled itself out really easily.
Did you put on Los Parks of High Hill Boys? Inspiring.
Sorry,
Hatter.
Did you listen to
Low Sparks of High Hill Boys? Yeah, and it's 13 minutes, I guess. I thought that was longer.
See? No, there you go.
I think the album... it's got to be... The album recorded as Low Sparks has got to be 16...
Anyways,
Deb, did you get my little message for that song? We don't have to play it all, but
we're not
going to
play 15 minutes of it, Deb. We'll play break.
I don't see any messages, little or otherwise.
Well, it's not going to get done, Hatter, unless some message gets trafficked to Deb to give you the details.
I found it. All right, I can handle
it. Okay. You're crazy.
I'm not testifying that you aren't crazy. I just said I found it.
No, you found it. Yeah, no, absolutely. Two different things. Hatter, did you want to get Akana Amor SoundCloud on? Because they actually gave us a SoundCloud last week, and then strangely enough, they've obviously not got too put off by the whole thing because they've given us another one this week, which is very good of them.
Who?
Akana Amor.
Remember on the Man Show you were asking about the poet, the voice?
Oh,
the new guy?
Yes.
Okay.
English.
Hatter.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what I'm talking about? I believe you said he had a similar accent to Titus.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. Well, let's play his poem now. Let's see how that goes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
those fairy tales you tenderly told me. You smothered my world in shrouded wishes. This flickering heart is doused with deception. My lips search ripples for your caress. We danced the darkness in twisted shadows. Your eyes still smolder inside my twilight. This shell you've left me is cold and empty. I dine on scraps of your disdain. I sip contempt that's hard to swallow. My love bleeds out through gaping wounds. I've learnt to embrace your desolation of false sincerity inside your smile. Discarded screams cry out in silence. My tears weep blood to aching echoes. Through shattered shards of broken promises that crash upon me to sweep me aside. This life you've left me withers in scorn. I'd have loved you forever if only you'd let me. In departed memories of what could have been, that drift on dreams throughout eternity. You fan my flames to make me stronger. These charred remains will rise renewed. Keep your kisses that drip with poison. I hope someday these scars will fade. I'll walk through ashes of burning embers, on scorched desires that melt in pain. Through tainted whispers, my soul awakens. If heaven rejects me, I'll survive in hell.
That's dark.
Yes.
Yeah, this just reeks of the sadness of separation, losing someone, the heartache. And what do you think, Deb? I mean, this is really hard.
Right? I think that his talent really shines in his presentation. He's done a brilliant job at every one that I've heard of choosing the background music where it's not overwhelming or overpowering and you can't hear them. It's just like, and it adds the texture to what he's reading between all the details, all those fairy tales. You tenderly told me you smothered my world and shrouded wishes. I love the details. I sip contempt that's hard to swallow. And I love so many of the lines in here. I really, really, between the word, the feel, the background, the presentation, I think that I'm really thrilled that he stumbled in, and I'm really, really enjoying hearing his work.
Yeah, really. This is so good. Trying to get, finally, we danced the darkness and twisted shadows. He uses the same words. I love it. Your eyes still smolder inside my twilight. I wanted it to rhyme so bad, you know. AP, what'd you think?
Well, see, it doesn't need to rhyme, Hatter, because his rhythm is so
I know, good. I know, but that's the sickness
and
inside
so
my head.
It sounds to all intents and purposes, because of how he phrases it and the cleverness and the way it's written, you'd think it's for all intents and purposes it rhymes, but it doesn't, and it doesn't need to, because he's got the syllables and the assonance so cleverly. And if you look at the way he reads the poem, what he does is he splits each line into two. Yeah. This life you've left me withers in scorn. You know, so it's just that pause in the middle. I'd have loved you forever if only you'd let me. And so what happens is that you get this beautiful build-up of emotion in the poem without there being a need for rhyme because of the way he reads it and the way it's written. It's just very clever, Hatter. It's very dark, but it's very clever written.
Yeah. We pointed out before that sometimes if you take the first line of each verse and read it. Remember when we were doing that with pieces?
Yes.
Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Read the first line. Read the first lines of all those.
You want me to read the first line of each verse, Adam?
Yeah, please do.
And I'll read it in the way that he does, just with a little pause in the middle. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't mind. Wait a minute. I hope he doesn't mind because. Does that change his poem? Could that upset him?
No, we're just commenting.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I hope not. And it's not actually meant, Akana, if you're listening, to be anything other than just seeing how a poem comes together with the first line.
It's just that I had read
for me.
Yeah. Okay. I had read the first lines and it turned out blue.
Yeah. Okay, let's give it a go, see how it looks.
Yeah.
All those fairy tales you tenderly told me, we danced the darkness in twisted shadows. I sip content that's hard to swallow, discarded screams cry out in silence. This life you've left me withers in scorn. You fan my flames to make me stronger. I'll walk through ashes of burning embers. There you go, Hatter.
Nice brevity, too.
Yeah.
But
very cool.
Sometimes it works out
like
that.
Of course. I really like the structure of the lines. It's just so clever.
Yeah.
And the way he reads it, beautiful.
Yeah.
As
far as the rhyme, I see what you mean, Hatter, but I really don't think, to be honest, as I sat there listening, following along, this was so good, I didn't even realize that it didn't rhyme until you pointed it out.
You know, it does.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's the way you read it, and the voice, this is a great way to document this poetry with the background music. It just reeked of Vincent Price, the old movies. Really sorrowful, more, loss. Anyway, thank you again. Great. So this is two. I remember his first one was it yesterday?
The last week.
First to you, but
the first that I've read on the air, or had read on the air.
He was on.
Very good.
I believe he was on with us last week, but I would have to venture to say he's somewhere near a dozen by now participating
don't let me do, you know, the Alzheimer is getting me.
Hello? Did we want to get Deb up on the board next?
Sure. Yeah, Deborah, you're next.
Oh, okay. I'm getting that now.
I've put it on board. It's on the board now.
Thank you much. Okay, and I guess mine's trying to come across lighthearted, but it's serious stuff. So it's called Black Market Trafficking at Your Fingertips. Here we go. The underground sellers sell as buyers shop from the smugglers' back alley smuggling. Then bootleggers bottle the 100-proof booze for peddlers in town square found peddling. Men make money from trafficking men, cashing in on children and women too. Trading this and dealing that in shadows as poachers ship the exotic animals for you. Packed on dry ice for overnight deliveries so chefs can dice the meat for monkey stew. Folks traffic drugs and guns and body parts. And the epidemic toilet paper is trafficked too. Now spam and pop-up ads on the computer screen show lungs for one liver, but the picture is you, posted for auction by your wife and her new boyfriend. Bidding started, and it's at $55,022. End poem.
Okay.
There you go.
What just happened? What just happened? Okay, posted for auction. Body parts? You're talking freaking harvested that way?
I don't
yep.
know. Have you ever... You can get anything as no matter how disgusting, how despicable, how sad, how illegal, you can pretty much get anything on the black market.
You can. You can.
The worst of things, the worst of things come free to us, right?
There you go.
They traffic everything. I mean, I tried to lighten it up a little with the toilet paper during COVID, but it's sadly true.
Absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
Save a whale, save a whale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say something I found on the internet years ago, but I'm not going to. Wow. This is cleverly done. 50. So what are you selling at the end there? Lungs? For 50,000?
The wife selling her husband's lungs and liver.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, I see.
Shows lungs with one liver, but the picture is you. Your wife's auctioning you off. Put a dough.
Auctioning. Making a buck.
Yep.
Maybe that was his. Maybe it's his wishes. Maybe it's
not. Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Probably not, but okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Besides, I already think I'm in the Twilight Zone. One minute we were talking about AP's wonderful aunt coming over to bring him needle and thread to fix his boot. And then the next minute we're totally somewhere else. And I still don't know what the show is next week. Just saying.
Ah! Well, I was going to tell you, Dick, because it was related
to
that story.
That's what I mean. It was going to lead us to what next week was, and then the next thing I know, we're in volcanoes.
And Papua New Guinea. No, the not that it makes much difference, but the theme for next week is thread, Dick. Thread.
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 Spell it again.
Oh, thread. Like a needle
and thread.
T-H-R-E-A-D. Like a reel of cotton. Thread.
Thread it on through.
That's it. And I'm staring at a thread of cotton, an old one too, you know, the wooden reel that I was sewing with one of the needles. So thread is I think thread's a really cool word, and it's got four different meanings. So I like the idea of a multi-purpose meaning word
Had
up. So thread is the word.
No, it's a perfectly cool word. For some reason, I had this feeling that there might have been some kind of tape involved, but thread works.
No. No. Thread. Thread is where we are.
Sound good.
So,
thread
now,
on you to the other side.
I am going to grab Mr. Wayne Gent's poem, and put it on the board because we haven't heard from him and it's up there and we should read it.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, he usually does call.
Yeah. He does usually call, but he had been having trouble with his phone, if you recall. So
yeah, he pinched the nerve, too, so I think he's in agony at the moment. Feel better, Wayne?
This is Wayne's poem, but, officer, and it goes a bit like this. Going to be late stuck behind these cars looked like I will be here for hours. Cars and trucks as far as I can see at 10 o'clock at night. How can this be? Just left the store, was too many people in line, called my stop, said everything would be fine. Was in a hurry, couldn't get out of the parking lot, sitting in a car. I thought I was going to get shot. Have to slow down. I get in too big a hurry. Can't believe next week I'll be in front of the jury. Searched my car and only found a seed. Now I stand trial for trafficking weed. End poem.
I'm a little concerned here that you and Wayne had the same topic in mind, Hatter.
I know.
So that's good. No, that's the way it was, depending on what state you were in. Like if you're from California and you happen to step over the Nevada border, back in the day, if you had a seed in your car, so they say, you were spending some time there, more time than you wanted.
Yeah.
Got
it.
I know they've used seeing a seed as an excuse to search a car, but I didn't know they'd keep you.
Well, they got to be
searching
your car to find a seed. I think there's pretty much already searched the car.
Probably right.
Now it just goes wild on the side of the road.
I think it was funny when he begging the officer. This was cute.
That's like the Arlo Guthrie. Like Arlo Guthrie. Coming into custody.
Okay.
Poem left on this subject. Now, Deb, Pretty Bird said she might call in. She still might, but probably she's going to be too late because we've only got her poem left.
Yeah, and I don't. It's been a little bit since we've seen her on a Saturday. I'm not sure if she knows that we only do an hour, so she. I think the second hour would sometimes have been better for her. So yeah, you're probably right. I don't think she will get the opportunity to call.
Okay. Well, I might read her poem then. I might read her poem.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll see how we go, Pretty Bird, because I haven't actually practiced this one. This is New York Minutes on an LA Rush Hour stage by Pretty Bird, and it goes a bit like this. Bartering time for money, wasting it on love or vice versa. Rationalizing choices in white rabbit pocket anxiety, a pound of flesh to sell off a soul in limited real estate, high yield bondage. Not a single serving available to nourish the mind after insipid, ear-bleeding monologue conversations. Compiling minutes into days suffered, always searching for that quick high down to the wire bout of erotic asphyxiation. In diamond pressure ulcers born in self-induced great expectations that look like strangers in the distance. The breadcrumbs that resemble the strain of dreams feed the drama that knows the only truth. The hollow cannot be filled with a diet of Xanax and double shot espresso dancing through norms on marionette strings. Bartering times for love, wasting it on money, or vice versa, when time is all we possess. Wondering if once that currency is depleted, will your soul finally feel complete? in poem.
Okay, you know, if we were to reverse engineer this, I think we could find out who Pretty Bird really is. This is there's
good
something
luck.
In every one of those lines.
Yep.
You can almost, you know what she means. I think we could do this. I really think we could do this. Reverse engineer this thing. Diamond treasure. Maybe she gave us permission to do that. Piling minutes.
I don't know.
Days.
I don't know.
For that clip.
Anyway.
Now, there was one about the like TVs, the bartering time for love wasted on money or vice versa. Wondering if it was currency is depleted. Where's the part? Yeah, the breadcrumbs that resemble the stain of dreams. You know, it's like they always, the carrot, they dangle in front of you on a corporate level.
Yeah.
Like strangers from the distance and the diamond pressure. Or diamond pressure or ulcers, you know, sure. Self-induced. We all did that. And we liked it that way, right? These days. This is very good. This is one that needs to be examined, tore apart. But I think we could really find it. I think she slipped and let us know. She left some clues. I'm kidding. It's not real. Okay. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for writing in to the show.
Wait, can I comment?
Oh,
you've
got
to get Deb to comment. I probably should comment too. Deb,
yeah,
go.
Please.
Yeah, yeah. For one thing, great read, AP. But for two, there are so many fabulous metaphors in here that I just took it over to the front page and nominated it, just saying. But I love rationalizing choice in white rabbit pocket watch anxiety. I love that metaphor. In diamond pressure, ulcers born in self-induced great expectations that look like strangers in the distance. It's like hard-hitting, emotional, powerful. I think that it's fabulous, and although AP read it great, the only thing that would have made it better would have been getting to hear her attitude while she was reading for us.
No, I agree.
But fabulous,
yeah.
All the way through.
Yeah, no, I would have loved to have heard Pretty Bird read it because she just has a wonderful way of approaching her poems, and you can get something out of it just by the way that she reads it. Yeah, and what she's trying to mean, and there's probably a whole heap of meaning that, you know, I was reading it absent that background knowledge. But the words themselves are brilliant, and the way they connect is fantastic, and the way they float down the page was lovely. So I thought it was a brilliant poem, great poem to read, and enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, that you're right, Deb. I think the line, there's a beautiful line in every one of the verses, but the one that stands out is that one, rationalizing choices in white rabbit pocket watch anxiety. A
isn't
pound of
better?
Flesh. Just, a,
yeah.
just, yeah. Don't quite know how to feel. Picture that pound of flesh to spell
out. We've got a caller,
Adam.
Hello, 270. How are you?
Ah.
I'm doing fine. Well, I'm doing pretty good. My team got beat tonight. But I'm
Wayne,
trying to figure out how to turn the radio.
How are you?
I can't turn the radio off. I can't figure out how to turn the radio off on my speakers. I'll be right back.
Okay, no problems.
Okay.
That's what's called justifying it by the skin of your speaker.
I guess, did Alabama play today? Because I don't know.
He's a Kentucky fan, isn't he?
He's got 26 points today.
Kentucky fan? Or what is it? Kentucky or Tennessee?
Everything you need.
Wayne's a Crimson fan. Roll Tide.
Huh.
Oh.
Wayne, are you there?
Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I had to get the radio turned off. I couldn't figure out how to turn the radio off on my computer. Yeah, I'm back.
It's all good. It's all good.
So remind us.
Well,
remind us who's your team. Remind us who's
Kentucky.
Your team.
Kentucky got beat tonight by 7 points.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
The Hokies?
No, he didn't mean, Kentucky. Of course, they got beat. He meant, of course, your team's Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Yeah. I was right then, right? I was right. Yeah,
I thought
you had mentioned
that
before.
Fan.
Alabama got stopped today.
I thought you were a volunteer fan. Yeah.
And Hatter must be pretty upset because the 49ers are not coming over to Philly.
Oh, well, you listen to you. You know, we play better away anyway.
Well,
so,
you have to wait till next year to play.
We shall see. All the rest of it's all fluff and bubble. Now, wait. You had a poem in for tonight.
Bubbles.
Yes, it is.
What in bubbles? What in bubbles?
Is what?
Fluff and bubbles.
Balloons.
But after.
The balloons and bubbles? Okay, gotcha.
No. And so, our poem back up on the board. Now, when you go back to the tape, Wayne, you can actually hear me reading it, but we'd much rather you did.
Oh, I know what you did a lot better job, but I do. I bet you did a lot better job than I would do. But I'll read it again if you'd like me to.
Yeah, we would. Yes.
So, but after.
Deja vu.
Going to be late, stuck behind these cars. Looks like I'll be here for hours. Cars and trucks as far as I can see. It's 10 o'clock at night. How can this be? Just left store, too many people in line. Called my stop, said everything would be fine. Was in a hurry, couldn't get out of the parking lot. Sit in my car, I thought I was going to get shot. Had to slow down, I get in too big a hurry. I can't believe next week I'll be in front of a jury. Search my car and only find a seed. Now I stand trial for trafficking weed. In?
Yeah, it's very nice.
But this is funny the second time. Yeah.
It's a big seed.
So which state is it then? So
Wayne's trafficking weed. Now we know where Hatter got his in his ball. He was...
Visiting
Wayne.
Why about the I can't move in my name? We'll go there.
So when you growing up there, Wayne, what state was it? Were you near your state line with other states?
When I busted, I never got busted. It was kind of a point.
No, I wasn't suggesting you did, but in California, if you stepped over the Nevada border and got a pop for possession of anything, you were had an extended stay in the state of Nevada.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were certain things he didn't want to do. That was one. Yep. I was just wondering.
Everybody right here, it's all legal in Tennessee and Illinois and Ohio, I think. There's about 3 or 4 states around us. It's all legal.
Now, yeah. Wow. But the world, what is the world coming from? It's better when it was a black market. I'm kidding. Yeah. Kidding. Stay in school. It was a joke. No letters. Don't call Deborah a bitch. So.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and apparently, depending on what you do, you stay in Vegas, too.
Or Boise.
It's
not
true. That's how things are saying. It's really hot out there.
So who's going to win tonight this week, Wayne? Who's going to win? Niner or Philly game? Who wins?
Since the middle of the year, I said it's going to be Kansas City and Philadelphia.
Ooh, really? So you think they're going to handle the Niners? It's going to be a good game.
I don't think anybody's going to stop up.
The winner of the Super Bowl is going to be the one that doesn't get beat up the most.
Yeah. I think Philadelphia probably win. Oh, that's what I pick. I think Philadelphia is the best team overall, and Kansas City is the second best team overall.
You know, I'll I will agree to that because Philly's at home. If Philly was to come out to California, it'd be a different state, I think. But we'll see. Anything anybody else want to say? Deborah, do you have anything on the calendar?
Personal prompt Monday is art and quotes by Sky.
Sky.
And then Tuesday night, we have Raconteur, and his show is on favorites, favorite anything. He wants to know what your favorites are in any way that pops into your mind. And then I think we are off Wednesday. At least we are right this minute. So those are the next two. And then on Thursday, we can visit Sweet Pea. And I know what her topic is after. Let's see what her February 1st, 2nd. I am trying to find it. I know I saw it. There it is. Okay. The Power of Two is her first show of February. Stuff like duo, duet. So, like, bring a poem about that subject, the power of two, whatever, however that speaks to you. And on a different note, I'm very excited to say that the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, on the hashtags on Blog Talk Radio about 15 minutes ago.
Cool.
Reading. To entice someone in the room to make their final decision about something that they're contemplating, Mr. Wayne Gent, if you click that link I just gave you and scroll on down where it says most popular tags in poetry, there's a surprise.
I don't care. I'm trying to find them. Yeah, I'm decided. I'll go ahead and try it.
Come aboard.
Is it where? We'll help you out any way how. We'll try our best, believe me.
There'd be a whole lot of help I needed, probably. Let's see, Patrol down. Would you say it was the dead in my, will you get the message?
Yeah, it's in your inbox. If you click that and then roll down almost all the way to the bottom, you'll see a square called most popular in poetry, or most popular hashtags in poetry. And you'll see what I mean.
I see blogtalkradio.com. I don't see no blog. It might be in my comment section.
Good. Nope. Deb, we can sort that one through later. Hatter, did you want to say farewell to everybody?
What? I'm listening.
Hatter, did you want to say farewell to everybody? Because we've got to the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I was just listening to everybody. Yeah. I want to thank everybody for writing to the show or calling in. You know who you are. If I tried to name you, I'd miss somebody. It's all about listening to our poetry, right? By the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Thank you. Deb, it's always a pleasure spending the evening with you. A.P., we'll chat later. Next week is...
We will.
What is the
thread.
Subject?
Thread.
H-R-E-A-D. Thread.
Well, can we go out with a little Low Sparks, a High Heel Boys?
We can go out with 3 minutes of it, Hatter. Yes, we can.
We'll cut it off. We'll cut it off.
Is that the one you sent me, Hatter?
Yes.
Okay.
Should say, yeah.
Here we go. Bye, everybody. We'll catch you next week for Thread.
See you next week.
Yep.
See you again. we go, Hatter. We got you 3 minutes and 40 seconds, not 3 minutes.
There you go. Fun show, guys.
That was quite cool. Thanks, Steph. Thanks, Hatter. Thanks,
yeah,
Wayne.
I'm muted. See you guys.
You will. See you later. Thanks, everybody. See you next week for Threads. Bye.
Have a nice Sunday.
You too.
Thanks, Wayne.
Bye.